Vince in the Bay here at DEF CON 24. I am hanging out in the press room and waiting for the arrival of John McAfee, who I'm hoping to get some quotes from. And I ran into somebody I know from the internet and now know in real life, IRL. It's Lorenzo Franceschi Bicurai. Did I get that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Lorenzo, what brings you to DEF CON this year?
That's a good question. I guess habit at this point. I've been here for 4 years. This is my fourth time. And it's always good to like check out some talks and presentation, learn some new stuff. But mostly for me, I think I learned is the best thing is to just hang out with people and, you know, just like we're doing now, talking and putting a face to people that you usually interact on Twitter or chat.
And you, of course, are a tech writer with Motherboard. What are some of the things that you've covered recently that have really piqued your interest?
The biggest story for me in the last few months was definitely the DNC hack. And when that came out, I remember like thinking, well, you know, this is espionage, meh. Okay, yeah, it's a big story, but like not that surprising. What made it interesting for me was the next day or 2 days later when this guy called Guccifer 2 came out of the woods and said, hey guys, like you're all wrong. This was not Russia. CrowdStrike sucks. Fuck CrowdStrike. It was me. I'm a lone hacker. Ha ha ha. And he started like dumping documents. And that was like, whoa, like if this is really Russia, that's weird. Like, you know, if you're, you know, when the NSA pops machines all over the world, they don't like leak the documents afterwards. So that was like, that was an espionage. It was just something different. And as far as we know, nobody's done it before.
And it brings up this whole topic of attribution. We know that one of these APTs was in place for almost a year. So that means potentially Guccifer 2.0 and dozens of other people, rogue actors, state actors, and or otherwise could have been in there. And I totally agree with you. Why would the Russian intelligence release something like this?
I don't think the U.S. government will ever come out and say this is Russia, even if they know it is Russia. I don't know if they do, but even if they do, I think they will never come out. You know, this is not North Korea. You can come out and say and point the finger at North Korea because there's nothing to lose. You know, you have zero international relationships with them. You have literally zero to lose. And actually, like, you might actually have something to gain by, you know, imposing them more sanctions, making them look even worse. Whereas here, Russia, yes, it's kind of an, I don't even think the word enemy applies to Russia. It's an adversary. It's like someone who you have an adversarial relationship with, but it's still a big country with a lot of allies. And unless you're, you know, 120% sure that it's them and you know what to do with this, I guess it's pointless to really point the finger. Yeah, there's no smoking gun, and like attribution is such an imperfect art, and most of the time it's based on some evidence that then leads to, you know, assumptions that lead to like more assumptions. And I do believe though that all the circumstantial evidence and all the signs point to the fact that this Guccifer 2 persona is part of the same group that broke into the DNC. And it's mostly because he came out, like, his timing was too perfect. You know, he came out right after the news broke. And also there's other weird things, like, you know, his choice of a name. You know, like, why, if you're claiming to be a lone hacker that's super cool, that broke into DNC, why would you choose a name that already exists? Why would you mimic another hacker's persona? You know, when this happens, usually it's like, hackers choose unique names because they want to, you know, they want to brag, they want to be known. And if you choose like a name that already exists, that's the best way to be forgettable. So that's weird. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't prove it. Again, we have no smoking gun, but I think that it's, at least I believe that Guccifer 2 was just an attempt by the Russian intelligence to confuse everyone, throw some smoke up, and basically, like, you know, deceive and confuse us all.
So you do think it's Russian intelligence?
I do think, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's FSB, I don't know if it's GRU, or I don't know if, like, it's someone that was working for them. You know, I mean, the Russian space is so weird. Like, you have cyber criminals that work for the government part-time. So, like, you know, it's not like the NSA that, you know, that the TIO people don't do on the side cybercrime, at least I hope so.
At least that we know of.
Yeah. And if I can add something, like, you know, we've seen this before. Like, last year, the FBI had a presentation of Black Hat, a really good presentation of Black Hat on Game Over Zeus. The presentation was really good, and it was like an overview of the whole operation, which more or less we knew about. But they did reveal a detail that nobody knew and known before, which was that Bogachev, which is this fugitive cybercrime kingpin in Russia, while he was doing all his activities of like ransomware and botnets and making money online, he was also popping machines and boxes on behalf, presumably, of the Russian government. So like he had hacked like diplomatic targets, NGOs, so people that he would not be interested in just to make money. So this was like, I think, probably the biggest example of like that these cyber criminals like might be working at times for the Russian government. And you know, and you have sort of an equivalent in real life. You know, look at the Ukraine, the Crimea incident from a couple of years ago now. The troops that came in, they're Russians, but they're not wearing uniforms. You know, eventually we find out that they were like basically Russian military men undercover. But even at the beginning of when we were, it was unclear. From an international law perspective, it was clearly an operation that was tolerated by Russia, and so like people were arguing this should be considered an invasion. It eventually did not, you know, the Ukrainian government decided not to consider it that way, but I think a lot of like academics and policy people agreed that it was.
You mentioned Ukraine. That's who I want to attribute this to. Who's benefiting from all this? Russia? No, they're getting bad press out of this. Trump? No, he's getting bad press out of this. The DNC has been wanting to get rid of Debbie Wasserman Schultz for a long time. So this was probably, I'm not saying this was staged, I'm saying this was a unique opportunity for them to act on that and having a reason to fire her. I think it was Ukrainian hackers, because we know that Ukraine is still unstable, still at odds with Russia, and the Clinton administration helps the Ukrainians because she's a little more hawkish than Obama. So, yeah, maybe these were Russian-speaking hackers who happened to be Ukrainian. Maybe they're working for the Ukrainian government. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're just rogue patriot hackers. But who knows? It could be the Turks. It could be the Israelis. It could be whoever. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. Ultimately, I don't think this hurts the DNC or Clinton. It just hurts a few individuals. But WikiLeaks says they have more. Can you speculate what else they could possibly release?
And it's hard to tell. I mean, to be honest, what they released so far wasn't that interesting. It was just those emails, like, sort of showing that the DNC was pro-Hillary.
Not that was much of a shock, though. It's pretty obvious who the DNC wanted from the beginning.
So, yeah, I don't know what else they have. Like, they might have something else, but I wouldn't hold my breath. I mean, who knows? Maybe they will time it more closely to the elections. I think it's going to be, like, kind of like non-consequential stuff.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing I saw in those emails was just more evidence of how crooked politics are and how dirty it can be.
It was just classic espionage. You know, the DNC is a target for espionage, and it doesn't matter who they, you know, who they support or not support in the election.
How did you get into writing about information security?
I was never a hacker or like a computer science guy, although I did some computer science early on. But I always liked the hacker world. I was a nerd when, you know, I grew up with computers. And then I got into this whole hacking world because of WikiLeaks. This was when the collateral murder video, when Wired did all those stories about Chelsea Manning and Adrian Lamo. And then there was also like Anonymous got really big, and I sort of like got into it. And then when I got into journalism, that was what I cared about, and I started writing about it.
Thank you so much, Lorenzo from Motherboard. If people want to stalk you on Twitter, how can they go about doing that?
If you want to do it, it's at Lorenzo FB.
At Lorenzo FB. Right on. Thanks,
man.